Thus have I heard. On one occasion, the Blessed One was dwelling at Sarvati in Jeta's Grove, Anathapindika's park. Then, in the morning, the bhikkhuni Soma, dressed and taking bowl and robe, entered Sarvati for alms. When she had walked for alms in Sarvati and had returned from her alms round, after her meal she went to the blind men's grove for the day's abiding. Having plunged into the blind men's grove, she sat down at the foot of a tree for the day's abiding. Then Mara, the evil one, desiring to arouse fear, trepidation, and terror in the bhikkhuni Soma, desiring to make her fall away from concentration, approached her and addressed her in verse. That state so hard to achieve, which is to be attained by the seers, can't be attained by a woman with her two-fingered wisdom. Then it occurred to the bhikkhuni Soma, now who is this that recited the verse? A human being or a non-human being? Then it occurred to her, this is Mara, the evil one, who has recited the verse desiring to arouse fear, trepidation, and terror in me, desiring to make me fall away from concentration. Then the bhikkhuni Soma, having understood this is Mara the evil one, replied to him in verses. What does womanhood matter at all? When the mind is concentrated well, when knowledge flows on steadily, as one sees correctly into Dharma, one to whom it might occur, I'm a woman, or I'm a man, or I'm anything at all, is fit for Mara to address. Then Mara the evil one, realizing the bhikkhuni Soma knows me, sad and disappointed, disappeared right there. Then Mara, the evil one, desiring to arouse fear, trepidation and terror in the bhikkhuni Kissa Gotami, desiring to make her fall away from concentration, approached and addressed her in verse. Why now, when your son is dead, do you sit alone with tearful face? Having entered the woods all alone, are you on the lookout for a man? Then it occurred to the bhikkhuni Kissa Gotami, now who is this that recited the verse? A human being or a non-human being? Then it occurred to her, this is Mara, the evil one, who has recited the verse desiring to arouse fear, trepidation and terror in me, desiring to make me fall away from concentration. Then the bhikkhuni Kissa Gotami, having understood, this is Mara the evil one, replied to him in verses. I've gotten past the death of sons. With this the search for men has ended. I do not sorrow, I do not weep, nor do I fear you, friend. Delight everywhere has been destroyed. The mass of darkness has been sundered. Having conquered the army of death, I dwell without defiling taints. Then Mara the evil one, realizing the bhikkhuni Kissa Gotami knows me, sad and disappointed, disappeared right there. Then in the morning, the bhikkhuni Vijaya dressed. She sat down at the foot of a tree for the day's abiding. Mara, desiring to make her fall away from concentration, approached her and addressed her in verse. "You are so young and beautiful, and I too am in the bloom of youth. Come, noble lady, let us rejoice with the music of a fivefold ensemble." Then it occurred to the bhikkhuni Vijaya, "Now who is this? This is Mara, the evil one, desiring to make me fall away from concentration." Then the bhikkhuni Vijaya, having understood, replied to him in verses. "Forms and sounds, tastes and odours, tactile objects that delight the mind, I offer them right back to you, for I, O Mara, do not need them. I am repelled and humiliated by this foul, putrid body, subject to break up, fragile. I've uprooted sensual craving. As to those beings who fare amidst form, and those who abide in the formless, and those peaceful attainments too, everywhere darkness has been destroyed. Then Mara, the evil one, realizing the bhikkhuni Vijaya knows me, sad and disappointed, disappeared right there. Then in the morning, the bhikkhuni Upalavana dressed. She stood at the foot of a sala tree in full flower. Then Mara, the evil one, desiring to arouse fear, trepidation and terror in the bhikkhuni, desiring to make her fall away from concentration, approached her and addressed her in verse. "Having gone to a sala tree with flowering top, you stand at its foot all alone, bhikkhuni. There is none whose beauty can rival your own. Foolish girl, have you no fear of rogues?" Then it occurred to the bhikkhuni Upalavana, "Now who is this? This is Mara, the evil one, desiring to make me fall away from concentration." Then the bhikkhuni Upalavana, having understood, "This is Mara, the evil one," replied to him in verses. "Though 100,000 rogues just like you might come here, I stir not a hair. I feel no terror. Even alone, Mara, I don't fear you. I can make myself disappear, or I can enter inside your belly. I can stand between your eyebrows. Yet you won't catch a glimpse of me. I am the master of my own mind. The bases of power are well developed. I am freed from every kind of bondage. Therefore, I don't fear you, friend." Then Mara, the evil one, realizing the bhikkhuni Upalavana knows me, sad and disappointed, disappeared right there. Then in the morning, the bhikkhuni Upachala dressed. She sat down at the foot of a tree for the day's abiding. Then Mara, the evil one, approached her and said, "Where do you wish to be reborn, bhikkhuni?" "I do not wish to be reborn anywhere, friend." "There are Tavatimsa and Yama Devas and Devatas of the Tusita realm, Devas who take delight in creating and Devas who exercise control. Direct your mind there and you'll experience delight." "There are Tavatimsa and Yama Devas and Devatas of the Tusita realm, Devas who take delight in creating, and Devas who exercise control. They are still bound by sensual bondage. They come again under Mara's control. All the world is on fire. All the world is burning. All the world is ablaze. All the world is quaking. That which does not quake or blaze, that to which worldlings do not resort, where there is no place for Mara, that is where my mind delights." Then Mara, the evil one, realizing, "The bhikkhuni Upachala knows me," sad and disappointed, disappeared right there. Then in the morning, the bhikkhuni Wajira dressed and taking bowl and robe, entered Savati for alms. When she had walked for alms in Savati and had returned from her alms round, after her meal she went to the blind men's grove for the day's abiding. Having plunged into the blind men's grove, she sat down at the foot of the tree for the day's abiding. Then Mara, the evil one, desiring to arouse fear, trepidation and terror in the bhikkhuni Wajira, desiring to make her fall away from concentration, approached her and addressed her in verse. "By whom has this being been created? Where is the maker of the being? Where has the being arisen? Where does the being cease?" Then it occurred to the bhikkhuni Wajira, "Now who is this that recited the verse, a human being or a non-human being?" Then it occurred, "This is Mara, the evil one, who has recited the verse desiring to arouse fear, trepidation and terror in me, desiring to make me fall away from concentration." Having understood, the bhikkhuni Wajira replied to him in verses, "Why now do you assume a being? Mara, have you grasped a view? This is a heap of sheer constructions. Here, no being is found. Just as with an assemblage of parts, the word chariot is used. So, when the aggregates are present, there's the convention, a being. It's only suffering that comes to be. suffering that stands and falls away. Nothing but suffering comes to be. Nothing but suffering ceases. Then Mara, the evil one, realizing, the Bhikkhuni Wajira knows me, sad and disappointed, disappeared right there.